This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
I guess Mother Nature is going to get all this rain out of the way so we can have a beautiful Sunday to honor Mom, because the days and nights leading up to it will be all wet. Let's bring in AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson out with the Mother's Day weekend forecast. Brian?
Yeah, looking a lot better for the weekend, Larry. We do have still some rain that's going to be coming through the rest of the afternoon into tonight. But by tomorrow, it should be a mainly dry day outside of maybe a stray shower north and east of the city. First thing, it's going to be a pretty sunny day by the midday and afternoon hours. We'll see the clouds break. Highs will be in the 70s. And then Mother's Day just looks fantastic. Lots of sunshine, very few clouds around even, with highs in the low 70s. It'll be very comfortable. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. And we begin this afternoon out at Newark Liberty, and here we go again.
Okay, 651. We just had another brief radar outage, so just in case that happens again, for your purposes, if you can't reach me, stay at or above 3,000 until you're passing Morristown, and then you can just clear for the approach from there.
Boy, oh boy, that audio courtesy of liveatc.net, and they can't get this new infrastructure built fast enough, folks. Had another blackout for air traffic controllers at Newark Liberty this morning. Happened about 4 a.m. as a jet inbound from Cyprus, which basically had to stay up pending further communications. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, you know, announced yesterday a top-to-bottom overhaul of the nation's air traffic control infrastructure, citing mishaps, some of them deadly outcomes, like the D.C. crash, as a reason to upgrade its systems. Well, such an outage between a Philadelphia-based comm center and a computer here, which guides Newark Liberty, went out on April 28th, causing part of the domino, which led to hundreds of cancellations and delays. Well, guess what, folks? It's the same computer, which reportedly backed out this morning. Congressman Josh Kothheimer says, hello, enough of this.
Another 90-second outage of radar and radio in the region. That's the second time in a matter of days. Imagine a minute and a half with no communication and all those lives relying on you, as those in the tower have to deal with.
You can imagine what folks on these planes are thinking. There's a lot of concern about radar signal issues, staffing shortages, delays, and cancellations.
More chaos at Newark Airport. The FAA says that at one point, radar screens went completely black. This is just adding to Nathan's anxiety, who's trying to get on his flight home to Houston.
We're just going to try to get home. And even the Uber driver said radar has been shut down.
Nick, on the other hand, just stepped off his plane from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I kept getting messages from my airlines telling me that my flight might be delayed or canceled. So I was a little nervous about that. I was thinking about even driving from Florida.
Following the outage, Newark is dealing with a number of flight delays and cancellations, with screens all throughout the airport constantly changing, updating people on what the status of their flight is. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
Yeah, they need to get that cleaned up real quick. We'll keep you posted, folks. Pope Leo XIV settles into his new role now, one day after his cardinal brothers, including New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan, elected him to the papacy. The Pope presided over his first Mass today. Meantime, speakers blasted songs Born in the USA and American Pie, noting the new Pope's American roots, born in Chicago, you know. And as for that remarkable day when he became Pope, New York had a fly on the wall. Our own Cardinal Dolan again, who spoke with our Glenn Schuck about the experience today.
Cardinal Dolan speaking to me from Rome, his reaction to the first American Pope.
But this is interesting, Glenn. We didn't really think, I'm talking about myself, but my brother American Cardinals have backed me up. We didn't kind of think of Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost as a citizen of the United States. And most of his life, 30 years of his radiant priesthood, was spent as a very effective missionary, priest, and bishop in Peru.
In the first moments of Pope Leo XIV, Cardinal Dolan was right there.
I was right behind him when the Cardinal Secretary of State came over and in Latin says, "You have been chosen by your brother cardinals to be Supreme Pontiff. Do you accept?" And there was he immediately said, "Accepto, I accept." At that moment, he became Pope.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The Archbishop of Washington, Wilton Gregory, says the cardinals were most concerned with selecting someone among them who could bring them together, strengthen the faith, and bring the faith to places that have grown weak. They chose the man known among them for years as simply Bob, and now he's Leo 14. Also want to tell you about a Long Island Mets fan who went viral after he spotted wearing a Mets hat while on vacation in Italy when the new Pope was announced. Oh, Sophie Hall caught up with him.
The Mets hat is Eddie Shantz's go-to hat, so without a doubt, he was going to wear it at St. Peter's Square as the new Pope was announced.
One of my friends, I was able to get his message, and he said, "Oh my God, we just saw you on TV." And I'm like, "No way, like where, how?"
The Comac resident says soon more and more messages.
"We saw you on CNN, and then the Mets and SNY, you know, picked it up, and they posted about it."
So will his go-to hat now go on a special shelf because of all the excitement?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. You know, I woke up this morning, and I said, "All right, hat's going back on."
The trip was actually a last-minute trip for Eddie. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
That hat is like a crown now, brother. Mayor Adams going to Washington to meet with President Trump to talk about New York City priorities. His perceived new buddy relationship with Trump has been the subject of much scrutiny after Trump's DOJ stepped in to get rid of Adams' federal corruption case. The mayor denies any quid pro quo with Trump. This audio turned up on Twitter from Adams' seat on a plane headed to meet with the president.
We're on a flight to D.C. to meet with the president in this administration to go over some important items that involve the city.
The mayor has consistently said he wants to work with and not war with the president. From big business to local vendors, economists have been warning all along regarding the perils of President Trump's tariffs, saying that trouble is coming. Well, a local retailer says, "I've got news for you. It just got real." Listen to this.
Rothman's clothing store with locations in the city in Westchester hasn't had to raise prices yet.
"And we're going to do our best, but if these numbers stay high like this, I don't see how we can do it in the long run."
Co-president Ken Gidden does business with about 15 Chinese suppliers and says here's the real-world impact of tariffs.
"A tariff on China is not paid by China. It is an import tax, and it's paid by the manufacturers and the suppliers here, and ultimately the retailers, and ultimately the consumer."
He says the push for American manufacturing may be a long-term play, but definitely not in the short term. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And making it really real, it means that an item which normally costs you about $100 at Rothman's, he says, will now set you back $175 for the same item.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
Hey.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.